The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap.
Jersey Joe on the radio, good morning, good morning. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. It is Monday. Come on, you can do it. Come on, get going. I feel good. I did everything good. I'm proud of myself as a daddy. I did as much as I could. I don't know why I'm sounding like Jerry Lewis this morning, but it's Monday. I want you to be positive and get up and at him in the most positive of ways. Anthony Pope will join us, renowned New Jersey attorney and legal analyst. And we're going to talk about the House begins the hearings on this Mueller report. Oh, my God, they won't stop with this. John Dean from Watergate. From Watergate is like now he's not testifying. Are you kidding me? When will they just stop this? It's ridiculous. Sean Spicer will get into it as well. And we'll talk about the 2020 elections. The former White House press secretary will join us. And Milo Yiannopoulos, former senior editor at Breitbart, author of the book Dangerous and the Grand Marshal, the upcoming Straight Pride Parade. Yes, straight people, you heterosexuals, you crazy people. I don't know how you live your life. Like you do. Apparently, there's going to be like a heterosexual parade in Boston. You can't make it up. I'm tired of it. I'm telling you, I opened the 6 o'clock hour, and you could always go back and podcast it, but it's for a lot of folks are traveling at 6 to get to work by 7. So they hit us for about half an hour or 45 minutes. And we talked about the political correctness of the day. When I put some things on my Twitter feed, JRZY, at Jersey Joe Piscopo, that were politically incorrect. You know, me doing Bruce Piscopo in the middle of light commercials, you know. And oh, my gosh, you can't talk that. And then we did the rapping, you know, the big rap. Everything is so, we're so sensitive. It's so crazy. They always have to tell us that we're bad, we're wrong, and you know, you're racist. Oh, please. Can we just relax? We like to do this on the show here just to have a little bit of fun. So that's what we're trying to do this morning. I told you I had the privilege of being on with Fox News with Neil Cavuto on Saturday morning. We had fun. You know what? We had some fun. It's okay to have fun. You laugh a little bit. You talk about the news. We talked about Alec Baldwin leaving Saturday Night Live. Who's going to come in? Who's going to replace him? And I said they should do a Spanish Donald Trump, you know, because in celebration of the president's success on the tariffs, you know. Huge. You can have some fun with it. Everybody's got to just relax a little bit. My goodness gracious, we're getting a little too uptight. But you know what was nice to see? I saw Democrats and Republicans at Ground Zero. And led by, in my opinion, Congressman Peter King's been doing a great job down there for the Victims Compensation Fund. A lot of people hurt after 9/11 from breathing in that air. I remember distinctly, too, when that went down, 9/11 went down, and I told you this before, I was there, I guess, a month or so later, a couple months, 6 weeks, right? And then we went down there just to pay respects to the workers after 9/11, way back then, and you couldn't even breathe. I remember the state. Am I right? You went around that area, and you just had to catch your breath. It was so toxic. And they said, no worries. Now, since then, people have died since then that weren't killed initially because of the air. So now there's a victim compensation fund that is running out, and it's nice to see Peter King leading the charge in this regard. Dan Donovan was on top of this too, former congressman. But then I saw
I saw AOC, and it, I'll have to tell you, and Gerald Nadler down there. And they, and first of all, I applaud them for all joining with normal politicians, normal people who care about New Yorkers. But I have to tell you, because they're so negative all the time, because they're so vicious, and they're so not objective, and just whiny and complaining about everything, when I saw AOC talking about something that everybody in America should be concerned about, people getting hurt from 9/11, because they act like it's just a New York problem in Washington, and when it's not, when people from all around the world were killed in that terror attack. And then I saw, did you see AOC? I went, wow, it just looked weird. And Gerald Nadler's up there, and he's talking in defense of New, and it just looked weird when these people stepped up and tried to do something. And AOC in the Puerto Rican Day Parade. I said, now, what's she going to complain about now? And it's the danger of these politicians. And I think of the Democratic Party. All they do is whine, complain, and moan. Kind of like the baby boomers. Hello. Am I right? So when I saw it, it was shocking to me to see Gerald Nadler say something that actually cared about the constituents in his district in Lower Manhattan, you know, where the station is. I was very, very surprised. But I'll tell you, it was good news that they all joined together. And I would love to see Democrats step up and talk common sense issues. And I think they do, but we never hear it. And because a lot of common sense Democrats come on this show, and we chat with them. So it was interesting. Right, Frankie Fibro? Did you see AOC down there at Ground Zero? It was just weird because she's always vicious and complaining about something about the president or how bad we are as a country. So that she stuck up for something that was worthy was refreshing.
I was glad to see it, and along with all the elected officials in both parties that worked so hard to get this benefit extended in perpetuity. And I was surprised when I posted this article on my Facebook page, how many people were opposed to making this permanent. And these are a lot of New York and New Jersey
really?
People saying, oh, you know, this is just going to be another, permanent government program that people can scam. I disagree. I think when it comes to the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, and you see how many people have gotten sick after working at Ground Zero, this is absolutely something that should be a priority for Congress. And kudos to Joe Borelli, who led that rally the other day, to Carolyn Maloney, Peter King, and everybody who was there.
Was the mayor down there at the event that I'm talking about?
No, of course not.
Are you kidding?
Why would he be? Why would he be? He's too busy running for president and polling zero.
He didn't show up for the Puerto Rican Day Parade. And
no,
he didn't show up at that 9/11 compensation.
He's like, what was the scene in Animal House? 0.0.
That's, right.
That's exactly what he's...
He didn't register in
at all. He has not registered at all.
Well, ultimately...
Poll-wise, that was that mean?
Right. Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
I mean, ultimately, it was a poll of 600 people, right? So if you get... nobody really knows who he is in Iowa at this point. It's still early. As you're going to hear me say now for the next 6 months, polls are absolutely meaningless.
Didn't Nicole Meliotakis take a shot at him? There's a picture of de Blasio with his wife. They're standing in front of a banner in Waterloo, Iowa.
Yeah.
And Nicole Meliotakis took a shot at the mayor saying there are just a little bit fewer homeless people in the city than there are in the entire population of Waterloo, Iowa.
Man, oh, man. Oh, look at this. Chuck Schumer wants the Food and Drug Administration to review the chemicals and sunscreens.
Wonderful. That's great. I'm glad our senior senator has his finger on the pulse of the problems that New Yorkers are really concerned about. You know, everywhere I went this weekend, I'm 30,
people
40 people must ask me about all the health hazards of sunscreen.
I should have called him. I was buying copper tone yesterday.
When I see that as the Monday headline from the Chuck Schumer's weekly press conference, all I can think is things are actually pretty good in the world. Because if that's the biggest thing that Chuck Schumer can have to complain about, then that's okay. We're doing fine.
If you're listening outside the area, the New York Democrat brought attention to the issue while standing next to the sunbathers in Bryant Park.
Sure, they were happy about that. Get out of the sunlight! Get out of the way!
That is great. Oh, my God.
By the way, Geraldo Rivera just went after him on Twitter, Chuck Schumer. Senator
really?
Schumer. Saying you all you do is bitch and moan about the president, you have done nothing to help the problems down in Mexico and the people, the illegals crossing over over the border. All you're doing is complaining, and yet you're not coming up with any solutions.
Also, I feel I saw Mario Cuomo, and they said, "What about the mayor not being here?" And they said, "Well, it's about who's here." And Andrew Cuomo, I keep saying Mario, Governor Cuomo, and he adeptly kind of sidestepped the issue, not to get into it with Mayor de Blasio, and he didn't need another issue, I guess, to go after de Blasio about. But then they go, it's Maria, about the Hurricane Maria, like we didn't give any. We gave, and it's kind of, the record is, we gave billions of dollars to Puerto Rico, and the Army Corps of Engineers did a great job going down there. The fact of the matter is, what they don't touch on, and you hear it peripherally, but it's the corruption in the government down there that never got the money to the people. You couldn't have given more money. Yet once they hold on to something, that narrative. And when the Governor Cuomo said, "Oh, it's Maria," why don't you go down there and try to restructure the government, for crying out loud? And then the Army Corps Engineers, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frankie was down there, right? And they did a pretty darn good job, but it's impossible to work around the corruption in the government in Puerto Rico. Call me and tell me that I'm wrong. But I think that has been part of the problem. Yes, it's a problem because it's an island and it was tough getting supplies there. But when they say it was the same thing, what happened with when they went after George Bush for Katrina in New Orleans, and they said, "Oh, he was insensitive." Boy, they went on that narrative. And even if an inkling of it was true, it's not right. But the mayor was the guy in New Orleans who told everybody, "Don't move, don't leave, don't listen to the government." And yet they always blame the wrong people. Yet that narrative will hold. You know what that narrative becomes? It becomes history. They write it as history. And that's why some of these members of the press are enemy of the people, because they make up the fake news. The president's not wrong like that. Oh, you just give us the facts. Let's all work together on it. But boy, you put a false narrative out there. It's amazing how it becomes a fact that we have to follow. Hey, Frankie, let me ask you about Milo coming on the show. Milo Yiannopoulos coming on the show. So he got banned by Twitter, correct?
Oh, yeah, a while ago. Yeah, he's been banned by everybody. I mean,
well, on and off, but he's banned again.
No, no, he's been banned. He's been banned for consistently. He made jokes of comparing the Saturday Night Live actress to a monkey, and she was African-American.
Oh, dear. And then James Woods, I don't see his tweets anymore. He got banned as well, right, from Twitter?
I'll have to check on that. That was not in the most recent list of folks that I had seen. I know
don't
he was suspended for
anymore.
A time because he refused to take down one specific tweet. And they said, if you take down this tweet, then you can come back. And he wouldn't do it. That was the last that I'd heard about his
situation.
He
hasn't tweeted since April 19th. He has not been banned. But he hasn't tweeted since April 19th.
He hasn't tweeted. That's interesting. We have to follow that because this is really nuts. I mean, what's going on?
It could be filming a movie. Could be working. I mean, you know.
No. I'm sure it's intentional. I mean, he was daily Twitter presence.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and good, bad, or indifferent. Hey, so, Frankie, good weekend to you. Anything you do interesting?
A fine weekend. Honestly, I feel like I've lived three lifetimes since the last time we spoke. So what did I do on Friday? Well, so I spent a good portion of Saturday stuffing wedding invitations.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that was fun. There was a memorial mass for my grandmother, who it was her birthday last week, and she passed away about a year and a half ago. So I went to that on Saturday. My sister's graduation party on Saturday afternoon. And then yesterday I went to visit my mom and did the radio show, obviously, here. And on Friday, I'm trying to remember what I did on Friday. I can't think. My fiance and future sister-in-law were in town, and we went to lunch here in Manhattan.
God, you're a good man. Oh my gosh, unbelievable. I was so proud of myself when I went over to the house in the SUV, and then we have our meeting in the SUV outside the house, you know, the ex's house. So they all come and somebody had a sinus infection, so I had to call Dr. Jordan for a sinus infection for get my kid over there. And then with Mikey with the dentist, I got that. I'm so pleased and proud that I texted the dentist. Dentist texted me back, huge. That's huge. And it was great. And we went to the dentist Saturday morning, Sunday morning went to the dentist. So that was actually huge. So, but I felt good. That was my dad. Now, this weekend's going to be nuts. See, tomorrow I'll be at the Yankee game. We're going to be at the Yankee game tomorrow, right? And then we travel to Atlantic City Wednesday, because Thursday we broadcast. Frankie and I will be in Atlantic City at which hotel are we going to be at?
We're going to be at the Tropicana. And if people are listening, we do have a lot of listeners over there. Please come over and say hello.
Yeah, but
Al won't be there, so you can absolutely say hello.
Storm the table. There'll be no security.
And they're paying tribute. We have a tribute to Phil Boyce.
Well, not just tribute. They're putting him in their Hall of Fame, which is a pretty rare honor.
That's great. And I will be making that introduction proudly. So that will be on Thursday, right? And then there's apparently a Michael of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn. And then we're going to get together in Michael's of Brooklyn. We're going to do a little rendezvous there. Then it's Father's Day weekend already, right? Father's Day weekend already.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday, Father's Day weekend, graduation for the kids. Boom. And then summer will officially start. So that's going to be a blast. So we got a busy, busy week. Now, a lot to get into news-wise. Anthony Pope will join us. He is one of the brightest legal minds in the world. We're going to see what's going on. The House begins hearings on the Mueller report today. When does this end? And these Donald Trump investigations, that will not stop. Meantime, the president doing such a great job on going to England, the D-Day observations, doing a great job with the tariffs, right? Had a big success. We'll see what Anthony says, why they keep nipping at President Trump. Sean Spicer on in the 8 o'clock hour. And Debbie Duhaime always out there looking out for you at 7:21 on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie, to you.
Hey, good morning to you, Joe. Thank you. I'll tell you what's happening right now on the LIRR. It looks like the Far Rockaway, Long Beach, and West Hempstead branches, 10-minute delays with switching problems over near Valley Stream. Also delays on the downtown E-train because of some door problems. Let's see what's happening on the roads. Taking it out to 109 South in Kearney, an accident was finally cleared out of the way. Gordon State Parkway South at 130. A collision over there. Northbound New Jersey Turnpike, heavy traffic getting up toward exit 14. Watch for slowdowns as you head over to the Cross Bronx West right through 3rd Avenue. And traffic is still moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at 440. An accident there was finally cleared out of the way. Inbound side of the GWB 20, Lincoln Tunnel, that's 40. Holland about 40 minutes getting into town as well. LIE westbound service road at 111. A collision there as well. Southbound Thruway, stop and go in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Rain likely today with a high of 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One. Whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, two major defense contractors are merging. United Technologies is buying Raytheon. United Technologies also makes Pratt & Whitney engines used in commercial planes. Last year, United Technologies purchased Rockwell Collins, which provided technology to the government and for aviation. American Airlines is keeping its MAX planes grounded through September 3rd. The airline previously had canceled MAX flights through August 19th. The 737 MAX planes were taken out of service after two fatal crashes. Stocks rallied on Friday with optimism the Federal Reserve is more likely to lower interest rates after a weaker-than-expected May employment report. The Dow was up 263, NASDAQ added 126, S&P up 29. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Anthony Pope standing by, telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Oh, my goodness gracious, you got a craving for Italian food. You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue Warren Nostrand, right there in a beautiful borough of Brooklyn, New York. You know, Michael's of Brooklyn, what I love about it is Johnny is there, and Fred is there, and the family is there, Marianne and Michael, right? They've been there since 1964. Now, they're one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. How cool is that? I mean, really, don't you take a local pride in that? Here's a couple of guys from Brooklyn, from the neighborhood. Their dad starts a pizzeria kind of place. Now Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the country. You've got to go. Avenue Warren Nostrand. We're going to go there this week. We're stopping by. We got to just, I always like to say thanks for Michael's of Brooklyn being here on the show since day one. But really, what a meal you'll have, and the ambiance of the restaurant. And then, I keep telling this, they make the sauce right there. How cool is that? You think they would ship it out, right? Oh, we're going to ship it out. Oh, they make it somewhere in Iowa. Oh, they make it in China, right? China. No, they don't make it. They make the sauce, Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, right there, Avenue R and Nostrand. So when you see it, as you listen around the country, and we appreciate your nice tweets from all around the country listening to the show on AM970TheAnswer.com, you look at that supermarket shelf, you take home Michael's of Brooklyn, best sauce anywhere, and it's made right there on Avenue R and Nostrand. I love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. The best part about coming to Michael's is the chance to experience their authentic legacy of Italian heritage. So please make your reservations today. You're going to have a great time. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
728, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Anthony Pope is a brilliant legal mind, one of the smartest cats that I have ever met in my life. Renowned New Jersey attorney, legal analyst. Anthony, welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
Good, Joe. Good morning. Good morning.
Great. Thanks for joining us, Anthony, because you could really break down all these things that kind of we don't understand, like another House Judiciary Committee. What?
Exactly.
When does this stop? So tell us about the meeting. John Dean is going to be before the House Judiciary Committee today, Anthony?
Well, that's apparently what's going on, Joe. I mean, they're taking him out from the shadows there, or wherever he's been lying around, and they want to do an inquiry. It's not an impeachment hearing, and they put a narrative on it that suggests that they want to get some insight, I guess, from John Dean because of his experience with Watergate. And, you know, he's been critical of people all over the years. I mean, he himself pled guilty, went to jail under the Nixon administration, and all of a sudden now he's a crusader. I'm not really sure what he could add to the narrative for them. He compares this to Watergate, what President Trump has been, it's suggested that he's accused of obstruction. You know, it seems to me when I'm looking at this and I'm considering it, you know, what happened in Watergate is very similar to what the Democrats did to President Trump in trying to bug his office, spy his office. So I'm not sure how it doesn't play in that vein, as opposed to what John Dean's suggesting, that President Trump is worse than President Nixon in what he did. I mean, there's just absolutely no comparison. There's no similarity to it. The only similarity that I see is the reverse. The Democrats tried to spy on the president. They're the ones that invaded him, and they didn't do it based on information. They just did it because they wanted to investigate him and his family to see if they could come up with something. So it's an extraordinary twist of things. And the logic, well, logic doesn't exist anymore in Washington anyway. I mean, it's really just they don't like this man. They've never liked him. He's not an institutional type of guy. And they want to do whatever they can to try to prevent him from being reelected.
Yeah, that's a brilliant take. We got to grab that quote throughout the day on the radio station, Anthony. That is great. It's exactly right. The Watergate analogy comes from how this whole investigation started. And that is exactly like that. You're absolutely right. They did spy. And remember when the president goes, I think President Obama's spying on me, and everybody laughed.
Exactly.
And there it was. This is ridiculous. And what is it when they talk about obstruction of justice? And I was talking about the narrative. Anthony Pope, you and I talk about this a lot. Once you put a narrative out there, it becomes the news, and then it goes into Wikipedia, and then it becomes like facts. Now, what their obstruction of justice? I'm not seeing how that holds. That what is the obstruction? Could you maybe you could explain to me what obstruction of justice the president committed? I'm confused by all this.
There's two things to consider here. Is one is the conduct of someone, and then you have to look at the intent of someone. So let's look at the intent, first of all, because you can't prosecute and you can't convict anybody unless they had an intent to do something. Well, you don't have the underlying crime because collusion was considered didn't exist. It never happened. And even Mueller, as much as he tries to help the other side, he was not able to come up with a scintilla of information or evidence to support that the president or his family colluded with the Russians.
Right.
So if you don't have the collusion, You're arguing that he tried to obstruct the investigation to prevent them from finding collusion. Well, they didn't find collusion, so what exactly are you suggesting he was obstructing? Now, you don't necessarily need to have the underlying offense for someone to suggest you attempted to impede an investigation. That's true, but you do need the intent to ultimately convict somebody or to even charge somebody. That's the way it should be. So they're trying to take these 10 or 11 or 12 instances of where the president said something that one could look at it and say, well, is that an attempt to stop the investigation? Is he trying to impede it? Is he trying to change somebody's testimony? But again, you have a president that kept saying there's no collusion. Turns out he's 100% right. So whatever he did was not an attempt to obstruct because it didn't exist in the first place. Was he trying to hide or stop the investigation from even going forward? You know, they're trying to break this down to its finest points just because they don't have anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
But obstruction is when you do, you know, if you've got a grand jury investigation or a grand jury subpoena, and I tell you, Joe, I'd like you to testify one way. Do you remember the circumstances this way? Can you hide something? You know, that email you had, please don't show it, or that text message. That's an attempt to obstruct justice. If you burn all of your emails or you kill the computer and you bleach it and you all these emails disappear, that seems to be obstruction of justice to me. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but that's where I think obstruction of justice is. That's a real clear example of obstruction. But, of course, that didn't go anywhere because that was Hillary Clinton. You know, this guy can't win. You know, he does an incredible thing with Mexico. First time a president's been able to do that, our biggest traitor. Yeah. They're now acquiescing to his demands and what he would like to do. But they spin it. They spin it. I'm watching the news on Sunday, and they're coming up with all these reasons why they just don't want to give him credit for anything. First guy to tell China, put them in their place, our biggest threat. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't matter what he does. It's getting silly. And I think it's going to backfire on them. I really do in the election.
Yeah. You know, Anthony, too, you know this. When you have a client like Hope Hicks we're talking about and Don McGahn, you know, all these former White House staffers, they're resisting congressional subpoenas. I mean, what problems will they have because they are doing this?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, if the president wants to assert his executive authority in some instances, he certainly has the right to do that. The courts have ruled that. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that you're not sure about. You know, there's gray areas in the law. There generally is. And sometimes the shades among the gray are innumerable. So that's the problem you always have. There's really nothing really just that black and white in the law. But again, the government, the president has asserted his executive authority. These people are refusing to testify. Can Congress vote to hold them in contempt of court or contempt of Congress, rather, excuse me? Certainly they could do that. The question becomes, I think, at some point, just how far do you want to go with this? Prosecutors have discretion. Congress has discretion. And they're not utilizing any of this. They're not moving on. They just don't want to stop. And it's hard to even reconcile as a lawyer or somebody that understands the law because they're not really using the law. They're just using their own personal vendetta, their beliefs, their desire to just destroy this president of the United States. And it interferes with everything, not only the law, but logic and reason. Objectivity, it really does. It's strange.
Yeah. And then in Washington, they could say anything. Imagine if someone said about one of your clients, oh, we want him in jail. We want him in jail. We want her in jail. Nancy Pelosi tells members she wanted to see the president in jail. For what? For what? I mean, and then she says this just to, again, change the narrative because the president's crushing it in England, doing a great job in Europe. And then she's got to say something. How do they get away with that, Anthony?
Well, you know, the problem, you know, listen, they're protected. They could say those type of things. It's not against the law. It's not right. It's not fair. But they're all saying it. And look, the politics is stooped to a certain level now that it's pretty disgusting. It really is. It really is. I can't say more about it than that because, it's really not about the law so much as it's just about their personal beliefs and their feelings and their attempts to just skew it in any direction they think it should be.
Yeah. And what would
we'll
do,
see what
Anthony?
Dean does. I mean, I don't think he's going to add much. I think it's going to be just a rehashing of the whole thing. Well, is this obstruction? They're going to ask him his opinion, and he's going to give an opinion and say, yes, I think it is. Well, hoop-de-doo. What is your opinion mean? You know, they praised Mr. Mueller. He was the guy. When they thought the president even was considering firing him, they lost their wigs over it. And then all of a sudden he comes out and says there's no collusion. They don't want to accept it.
Yeah, Anthony, what would you do if you were representing Paul Manafort? They put him in solitary in Rikers Island. I mean, as an attorney, what would you do? I mean,
it seems like a violation of his due process. I mean, you know, his civil rights are important. Even, look, when you go into prison, you are pretty much the property of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And judges and prosecutors and even defense attorneys don't have a whole lot of input in that. Because that's a separate institution, and they have to make their decisions based on what they think is right.
Yeah.
But if the person's civil rights are starting to be violated and his health is starting to be compromised, and it appears as if it's being done just as some type of retaliation, then certainly you go before a federal judge. The problem is, what federal judge are you going to go before? Are they sympathizers of Trump, or are they objective federal judges that are going to make the right call? And I believe that most of the judges will make the right call. I mean, I think most of the men and women that sit on the federal bench are good, decent people who have a sense of objectivity. But the problem is, Joe, you know, politics is politics.
Yeah.
But that's what I would
do.
I'd have to approach it from that vein and make it as public as possible and get before a federal judge.
Yeah.
Violating my client's civil rights. His prison sentence is his prison sentence. But at the same time, there has to be some modicum of decency. And you have to take care of people based on their needs.
Yeah, nobody better than the court.
We take care of immigrants better than we're taking care of him.
Yeah, it's so true.
You know, California's
so
going to be passing a bill soon to give free health care for immigrants.
Did you see that? Did you see that? $100 million, and then we're going to be paying for it.
It's craziness. It's craziness.
I know. Anthony, listen, we love you, man, and appreciate it very much.
Love you too, Joe. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Anthony. You got to see Anthony in the courtroom. If you see an Anthony Pope case, you got to watch Anthony in the courtroom. It's so awesome to see New Jersey attorney, legal analyst for AM 970, The Answer. 7:39 with Joe on the radio. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the news live and local on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
62 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senator Chuck Schumer wants the Food and Drug Administration to review the chemicals in sunscreens. He says regulators need to review everything in sunscreens to make sure the products aren't harming Americans. The FDA is putting new regulations in place to block certain chemicals like PABA from sunscreens, but Schumer argues other substances in the lotion pose risks to health. The New York Democrat brought attention to the issue while standing next to sunbathers in Manhattan's Bryant Park. The State Department of Health in New Jersey is warning that people in one Union County community may have been exposed to measles. Officials are saying a New York City man with a confirmed case of the virus was in Cranford on May 30th at the Arista Care Health Services corporate office on Birchwood Avenue. Anyone who was there that day between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. is urged to contact a health care provider in advance of going for medical treatment so preparations to contain the virus can be made. The health department says that anyone unvaccinated who may have been exposed could develop symptoms as late as June 20th if infected. In sports, Aaron Hicks doubled home the go-ahead run in the top of the 10th inning as the Yankees beat the Indians 7-6 in Cleveland. Todd Frazier with a three-run homer in the first inning as the Mets rolled to a 6-1 win over the Rockies at Citi Field. Noah Syndergaard got his fourth win with seven innings of one-hit shutout ball. Stanley Cup Finals Game 6 goes to the Bruins. They skated past the Blues 5-1. Boston will host a winner-take-all Game 7 Wednesday night. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Garden State Parkway North at 139. Accident on the shoulder over in Jackson East Veterans Highway getting into Whitesville Road. It's an accident. Looks like injuries involved with that one. Inbound GWB 15. Lincoln up to 40. Holland about 40 minutes getting into town as well. Busy on the Bronx River Parkway South right by the Bronx Zoo. It's an accident there. Stop and go traffic for you on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down. Getting up through the Prospect. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down, getting up toward Kew Gardens. LIE westbound Service Road at 111. An accident there was just cleared away. And seeing slowdowns now on 9 in Fishkill. 9 southbound getting down toward Elm Street through the construction zone in Fishkill. Watch out for an accident there. Checking in on the forecast. Rain likely today. High of 68. Sunshine tomorrow afternoon. High of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM 970.
Ever wondered how the stock market works? Come to the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on August 2nd and 3rd to learn all about it with the Tradeway professionals. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com to register.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 7:42. 7:42. On AM 970, The Answer. Remember Mario Perillo? I remember Mario. I remember as a kid watching Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy, right? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence in travel, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. So now Steve and I are buddies, and Linda, that beautiful family, by the way. And, you know, as an Italian-American, I'm proud. They get you over to the homeland, right? We're going over October 19th, and thank you for going. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. We're going to be performing there and having a great, great time with Steve Perillo and with you going on this Perillo Piscopo tour. But Perillo tour.
Tours has been operating, you know, for 74 continuous years, serving over 1 million happy guests. And Steve personally guarantees you'll have the vacation of a lifetime. You know, Perillo escorted tours tend to be 15 to 20 couples, but they encourage single travelers as well. That would be me. I'm going by myself. Thank you very much. You could make some great friendships, you know, and Perillo tour that have memories that'll last a lifetime. With your informative and friendly Italian tour leader, you'll quickly become one happy Perillo family. You know, with Steve, you'll skip the lines. Hello. I'm telling you, Steve Perillo, skip the lines when you walk right into the Vatican Museum. Excuse me. You have to wait. I can't stand waiting. I have no patience for that anymore. With Steve Perillo, you'll skip the lines. The Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, the Colosseum, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Janice and the team is standing by for you. 888-PERILLO. Or visit PerilloTours.com. Everyone knows someone who's enjoyed a Perillo tour. Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours.
Joe Walsh. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Great to be with you. And, hey, Frank, when you do the radio stuff, so you're pretty in the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour, that's pretty much people listen there, then they move on to their workplace. Is that right?
Well, different people listen at different times.
Some folks stay with us the whole 4 hours. We appreciate that. That's amazing. But, I mean, you know, I mean,
right,
radio-wise, you guys know this.
Yeah. I mean, I think, as people listen on their way to work in their car, you know, they listen as they're commuting. So for your 7:30 to 8:30, that's probably when you have the most folks tuning in.
When is that? Give me the numbers again. 7:30 to 8:30.
Most people get to work at 9.
Okay.
So it maybe takes them an hour to get to work. Okay. So they'll drive beginning 7:30, depending on how they commute.
It's a wild business, man. You know, people are listening. How many people listen now, Frankie? You know that? You know that, right? Everywhere I go, they listen on the radio. It's like the platform is just and formidable, you know. So it's a lot of fun, and so we always appreciate Salem putting us on. I still don't know why or how we ended up. Now we're going to Atlantic City. Me and Frankie will be down there.
Yeah, we'll have fun.
And I'll be going like this. I'll be going like this. And now, Frank, tell me about the news. What's going on? And he'll be there. Come on, 7-Eleven, you know. So you'll be gambling there.
You mean you're going to be talking to Frank from a table?
Yeah,
in other words, Frank isn't going to be next to you. He'll be at the craps table.
Well, no,
you know,
I'm going to try and minimize. I may abstain.
I'm feeling lucky for you, Frankie.
Thanks. That's the worst thing I can hear, Joe. Please.
Yeah, really. He needs a bigger excuse to gamble.
Exactly. But lucky, see, what I do like about the prop, though, Joe, is that they have lower minimums for the craps tables. You know, you go to the Borgata, you're not going to be able to find a table less than $15. Maybe in the middle of the day you'll find a $10 table. But at the trop, they have $5 tables, so you don't go broke in, you know, playing, you know, the proper craps.
Yeah, you don't go
or,
broke.
Or it takes longer to go broke.
You don't
I'll
go broke in an hour. You go broke in like four.
No,
hours.
Well, so yeah. You know what? Because
so when Frank walks in Thursday morning, bleary eyed, at the table since like, you know, like 10 o'clock at night, and he didn't get to bed until 3.
No, well, there's a lot of interesting people, so I'm not promising I'm getting to bed early. There's a lot of interesting places to hang out.
You know, and the Quarter, the French Quarter down there.
Oh, it's great.
Cuba Libre. Maybe we should have a little bite to eat at Cuba Libre. That's
you say the word, Joe, and I'll be there.
Oh, man. But I don't know. When am I? I'm going down.
You're not
going
to be there. Come on.
What? Cuba Libre? Cuba Libre? Excuse me. Excuse me. Cuba Libre. I'll get down there a little early, and we get up.
What's a little early?
A little
early. 4?
No. It's going to probably be like by bedtime I get there.
So, all right. So you're not going to get there until... Now, listen to this. So he's going to roll in around, what, 8:39? And then he wants to eat and then go to bed. Oh.
But you know what I'd love to do is they have a karaoke bar at the Trop called Planet Rose, right?
I'd love to
walk in there with you, right, and have you sing a song as Frank Sinatra, and then just watch everybody's reaction as I've just brought in this ringer.
And then some guy may go, "Hey, look, that's Frank Sinatra Jr."
Right, exactly.
Joe Pesci never sounded so good.
Can you imagine the reaction from people?
I mean, too funny, man.
I'm so funny how?
I mean,
like I'm a clown? out here and we'll doing this bank job at Sea Caucus.
You know, and then I wanted to hang out a little bit, but you know what I'm doing? This is the way I'm doing. Mikey's got his last day of school, so I got to go pick up Mikey and give him a hug after, doing a whole year of school, man. Then I'm going to go to Lake City, right? Then we'll do what we're doing now. You know what I'm doing on the way back? Because I got to go to Brooklyn on Friday, and then I'll pick up Charlie, because Charlie's last day of school. The most interesting thing, we had Andrew Pollack on. Andrew lost his daughter Meadow in that Parkland shooting, and he's a great guy. And we put him on the air, and my heart just breaks every time Andrew's on. So he's starting this putting canine dogs into schools. So God forbid there's a shooter, the canine dog is on the shooter immediately, and which is great. You know, they put one in Cumberland County down there in Jersey. They put a canine dog down there. And they named the dog after Andrew's daughter, Meadow.
Oh, so, that's nice.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go from Lake City, I think on Friday, go to Cumberland and drop by. Maybe I'll call Steve Sweeney, president of the Senate, and maybe to meet me down there. Just to acknowledge that. You know, here's a guy, went through hell losing his daughter like that. But, boy, he's a fighter. So I want to just support that. And then we'll shoot back up home on Friday. So that might be a nice idea, Frankie. And you're welcome to go with me if you want, just to kind of do that kind of thing. So, I love Lake City. Lake City's up and running. And I think Frank Morano's the one guy. You know, ever since Frankie Fibro's been talking about Lake City, Debbie, it's really had this great recovery.
Yeah.
Well, they did legalize sports betting at the same time, so I can't take all the...
Frank has also contributed heavily
That is true.
Do AC Fund.
That is true. Yep.
Most of his money is down there, man. That's all right. Hey, we appreciate it.
I wonder if they go, oh, Frank's here again.
Exactly.
Wow.
Right.
Everybody gets paid.
The Trop is very happy Morano's going down. Yeah.
And not that cheapo Piscopo goes to bed. He goes to bed.
Bed at 9 o'clock. That guy, I know.
It's so true.
He's song and he's gone. So you're going to be all over the state. So you're going to go for Atlantic City, Cumberland County. You're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, I think so. I got to, if you don't do it, you just got to do it, you know, like you do. You get out and you get around. And then when I meet people, like I said, and we'll talk about it again, you know, going meeting from different churches, even just different small community organizations. It's what really is this country is all about, Deb, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. I'm just so sick of the negative narrative, you know? Hey, Deb, traffic-wise, though, that's a constant in New York. 751, and Deb's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, is the problem on 109 as you get into 110 on the island? It's an accident there to watch out for right at that ramp. We're still seeing slowdowns in the Bronx on the Bronx River Parkway South right by the Bronx Zoo with an accident. The westbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel, an accident to contend with. Staten Island Expressway eastbound heavy, Slauson Ave through the Verrazano Bridge. Expect some slowdowns here at the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel. It's 30, Lincoln 30. GWB is actually moving okay. 17 North building up by Route 80. Garden State Parkway North at 139. It's an accident on the shoulder. We're still seeing slowdowns this morning on the southbound thruway getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. 9 southbound by Elm Street and Fishkill. Accident 9D is busy through Phillipstown right through the construction zone. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager sees a huge trend that leads to a crumbling society.
4 in 10 American children are now born to unmarried mothers, up from about 5%, that's 1 in 20, in 1960. I would say the majority of people under 40 would respond, so what?
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
It may be hard to realize that those statements are true. They sound unbelievable. Hi, Kevin McCullough. But our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund of Alliance Defending Freedom right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help you defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or online at am970theanswer.com.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
You got to go to Mo's. I love Modell's. Checking out all that whole, all that Rawlings gear. Hey, how are you? It's 5 minutes before 8 o'clock already, 7:55. See, you're up and you're out. It's going to be a nice rainy day. I love this. And by the way, I feel, you know, I feel better today. And what I did was I found, listen, Frankie, you know what I did? I found another jar of Balance of Nature.
Oh, yes. Frank has another supply for you. There, it's on his desk right now.
Well, you know, so what I did was this weekend, I said, I told you, I could feel the allergies. I could feel the back of my throat. Listen, this is not a clinical study, Mr. FDA. This Miss FDA, whoever's listening, this is Piscopo talking. This is what happens for me. I'm like a walking clinical study for Balance of Nature. So I told you, I ran out, and then I could feel my throat a little scratchy, whatever was happening. So I found a bottle of vegetables of a, you know, Balance of Nature, fruit and vegetables in a capsule form. I found the vegetable bottle in my suitcase that I take with me to when I go in and out of New York, right? I said, I found Balance of Nature. So I just kept taking the dosage, you know, every few hours, like Dr. Douglas Howard told me to do, up the dosage of Balance of Nature. That Dr. Howard says Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. Boy, he is so right. All of a sudden, I'm telling you, I woke up, I could breathe. It's like amazing. It's amazing. And then I talked to Big Mike, the guy that helps me, the kid that helps me. What a great kid this is. He's a big Mike. His dad does Balance of Nature. And Mike told me, you know, his father could definitely feel a difference when he doesn't use Balance of Nature or he goes off the regimen. You've got it. You deserve it for yourself to at least try Balance of Nature, all right? You can experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. All you got to do is call 800-2468-751. That's the number. We made it easy for you so you can remember 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code THEANSWER, 800-2468-751. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
You say that, you love me. Joey, Joe Lombard. How'd you do, Joe? How'd you do, man?
This was just a Finger Lakes tour, so I did 223 miles over 3 days.
Gosh, almighty. Look, just
123 of those on Saturday.
Wait, so was this the 24-hour thing?
No. That's this coming weekend. That's coming up in 5 days from this moment.
So, but this past weekend, how much did you do? 220 miles?
223 over 3 days.
You're unbelievable.
And I feel now, great. I feel great today.
But you'll rest, and you sound great, but will you rest going
I
into
will
the
rest
20?
This, oh, yeah. I will rest this week.
And that where's the 24-hour
That's
thing?
That's in Middleville, Michigan, southeast of Grand Rapids.
God bless you, man. You are an animal. God, I so admire you. I don't know how you do it. I so admire you. Now, weather-wise, we got rain most of the day,
yeah,
Joey,
off
right?
On rain showers today. Pretty light most of the day. Rain a little heavier tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm. Upper 60s today, mid-60s tonight. Sunny, windy tomorrow, mid-70s.
God, you're unbelievable. Joe Lumberg, our marathon man, meteorologist. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Holy 220 miles. Oh, God, you got to love the guy. 7:58 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999, our Balance of Nature phone lines. Please feel free to call. After the hour, I will be able to talk to you, 877-970-2999. Then Sean Spicer is going to join us live on Radio Piscopo from the greatest city in the world.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.